Republicans are praising President Donald Trump for taking decisive military action, while Democrats are demanding that Congress provide authorization for the attack and give a more detailed explanation of what the ultimate goals are. We have received some statements from Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. Both have been very prominent in speaking out in connection with Iran. In fact, I spoke with Mark Warner about this just a few days ago, and he had said that he thought that the president should make an address to the nation about what his goals in connection with Iran were. Now, this morning, his statement says that this attack, even though he supports keeping pressure on Iran, does not relieve the president of any responsibility to act within the law and to actually have Congress approve a war powers resolution. And that is exactly what Senator Tim Kaine has before the Senate right now. He was going to bring this up in the coming week. He is now pressing to have it brought to the floor immediately. And he's also calling for Congress to come back into session so they can do this.
Mitchell, are there two schools of thought here? One is whether or not Iran needed to be attacked. The other being the issue of regime change and whether that is something that the United States should be involved in.
Yeah, there is. And I think what you're going to see over the next few days is a lot of concern about this talk about regime change. Now, I think a lot of lawmakers are on board with the fact that they need to keep pressure. The U.S. needs to keep pressure on Iran to stop its nuclear aspirations. And that was what many of them seemed to be focusing on, that they thought that this attack was going to primarily go after military capabilities. But this talk about regime change is a whole nother matter. Some people have pointed out that there has never been a regime change caused by simply an air attack on a major country. So I think that's going to be a big part of the discussion. The other thing is, when I spoke to Senator Warner recently, I said, how do you square this argument the administration has been making that they obliterated the nuclear capabilities of Iran just last year, and yet now they are on the cusp of again gaining nuclear capabilities? And he said he had a lot of questions about that.
Mitchell, what happens when there are those American casualties? As you know, we remember shock and awe. We remember thoughts that Iraq was going to fall in a matter of days. We watched the statue of Saddam Hussein being toppled, the people taking to the streets, and then we got bogged down in a quagmire that lasted 20 years. What happens when the shock and awe in this case is over? And are there concerns on Capitol Hill that we may be biting off more than we really want to chew, not more than we can chew, but more than we really want to chew?
Well, that is certainly a concern among lawmakers because, as you know, this can be dragged on for years, depending on what happens with proxy wars and things that take place in the highly complex world of the Middle East. It's one thing to go in and get Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and have that take place in a matter of days, whereas this is something that could literally take weeks, months, even years. So one of the concerns related to the men and women of the military relates, frankly, to the people from Virginia. The Norfolk-based carrier Gerald Ford has already been at sea for more than 8 months. And Senator Kaine pointed out that it could be the longest deployment of any carrier from the U.S. since the Vietnam War, because it was shifted from the Caribbean off of the coast of Venezuela and is now supporting this effort in connection with Iran. So there are literally thousands of sailors from the Hampton Roads area and elsewhere that are in that region, and they are certainly at risk for whatever kind of retaliation continues from Iran.
Mitchell, final question before I let you go. Was anyone on Capitol Hill surprised that the president chose to pull the trigger? After all, this was the largest military buildup in the Middle East since the war in Iraq in 2003.
You know, I don't really think there was a lot of surprise. There were just too many signs, as you point out, with this incredible buildup. Everybody knew that there was something coming, but they wanted to know, first of all, what the rationale was, as we've just discussed, but also what was going to happen in the initial strikes. And I think that is the only slight element of surprise, is the fact, as I mentioned earlier, that it is not just focused on solely military installations and military capabilities in Iran, but really, as the president said in his video statement, that he wants the Iranian people to rise up. And I think that's the complicating factor that has a lot of members of Congress concerned right now.